Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets with Dog Days number 24, if I'm reckoning this right. Might be 23. Anyway, an audio view from me to you, right? And I guess we'll call this one Saturn's Day. I was thinking about the title for yesterday, you know, when I was talking about how active my Saturdays, especially Saturday mornings, have been. And when I got to typing in the title of it, all of a sudden, the spelling was wrong. I was looking at it, and I knew I was spelling Saturday wrong. I typed S-A-T-E-R, and all of a sudden, you know, after I typed in S-A-T-E-R-D-A-Y, that's wrong. You know, I'm usually pretty good at spelling, and I just get this hinky feeling. You know, I don't even need the little red line in software that tells you I don't understand this word. It's out of my dictionary. I could usually spot that. And, you know, I was ready to give up and go Google it, which I don't usually have to do. But then all of a sudden it occurred to me, oh, no, it's not Saturday, it's Saturn's Day, right? Named after Saturn, right? The Roman god. Saturn's Day, right? And Sunday, day of the sun, literally. And Moon Day, Monday. So, three out of the days of the week for Roman gods. And then when you look at the other days of the week, we turn to the Nordic gods, right? So those Germanic tribes up there to the north, heathens all, and we were trying to bring them into the fold and make them feel comfortable, you know. And so we, you know, named some days of the week for their gods. So Chu was actually the god of war, not Thor. So Chu is Tuesday. Thor, of course, on Thursday is Thursday, and everybody knows Thor because he's a, you know, Marvel comic book character. I'm not sure why Q doesn't get to be a comic book character, but anyway, Thor, right, God of Thunder, Thor's Day. Frida was actually the wife of Odin, the father god, right, the Zeus, if you will, of the Nordic bunch. And so Frida's Day, right, Friday, and Odin's Day, right, is Wednesday. Very complex day name, and I was wondering, wow, there's a lot of syllables there if you really look at the syllables and not how most of us pronounce it. So 4 days of the week just for the Nordic gods set, because of course we want to bring those people into the fold and make them feel comfortable in terms of, you know, making them all become good little Roman Catholics and stuff and give up their old pagan ways and, you know, then later on become Lutherans. I made a little joke to that effect about, you know, the days of the week and how some of them were named after Nordic gods yesterday when I was talking about days of the week as part of the class that I was trying out on some of the guinea pigs at work. You know, we slice and dice the date and time that something happened, whether it's when it got created or when it actually was affected in some way in the system. We got begin times and end times. So we take the date and we give you all kinds of information about it and the time. And including it with the date, there are days of the week that we figure out, okay, that certain date is on a Tuesday or on a Friday. So this has always been something we've had, but now it's much easier to get to it, and so you can figure out what happened on Tuesdays or what happened on Thursdays. With the hours there, I've always been telling people once we get all the things in there for productivity and quality, we can start doing things like, are people more productive on Tuesdays before lunch, and more things get done quicker because everybody wants to get to the lunchroom right away because Tuesdays is meatloaf day, and if you don't get there early enough, they run out of meatloaf. Or does quality go south on Friday afternoons because everybody wants to get out the door, and they start working things too fast and making too many mistakes? So you can look at Friday afternoons and see what happens there.